if it's locally owned.
It's Copper Road.
Organically grown.
It's Copper Road.
Your heart will warm.
It's Copper Road.
Got that hometown charm.
It's Copper Road.
It is time now to turn our attention to Carrboro, and for that, we've got the mayor of Carrboro here in the studio, Lydia Lavelle, joining us to help end the week. How are you?
Good, good. How are you, Aaron?
I'm doing good. So I got to start talking about town hall this week, because we were talking before we started just now that things are a little bit crazy around town hall with 16 different things going on all at once.
Oh, yeah. It's nuts there. So this is the perfect storm.
More so than usual, right?
Right. But this is the perfect storm week. And we've evidently never had this in recent years, where we've had the overlap of early voting with Carrboro Day.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, sometimes the election's already happened, and
right,
then Carrboro
right.
Day is that next Sunday, right?
Yeah.
So, but this year, we have early voting is, you know, I was at town hall this morning, you know, and it's, you know, active. People are there. This is one of the busiest, you know, really, I think the Saturday before Election Day might mm-hmm. be the busiest day of early voting.
It always is, yeah.
Yeah, and it's supposed to be pretty good weather, I think, for most of tomorrow, a little hit or miss. But we'll have, so there's a crowd there voting today, and there will be tomorrow. We have our farmer's market tomorrow, but our recreation park folks are trying to set up for Carrboro Day, which is Sunday, and they have had to... They've done some setup, but most of it will be set up then tomorrow afternoon, because we can't block all the parking lots,
right,
and everything.
Right.
And then what will happen is it'll all have to come down, you know, obviously Sunday night, Monday, because then on Tuesday it'll be a busy day of voting again. So
yep.
it's required a little bit of... here's another point we had to kind of think about, Aaron, which we haven't had to think about before. For example, the voting is taking place in our boardroom, you know, right? And that's where the poetry reading is on Sunday. And so we're typically,
there's
a little time to kind of deal with the machines moving in and out or whatever. Now we have to figure out a way to be able to make that happen.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have our very, very able town staff figuring that all out. And I commend them.
Can you leave there's no way to leave the machines there and just kind of have the poetry reading amidst the machines?
Yeah, my sense is that on one occasion we've done that in the past. But the other thing is, I think what happens is after Saturday voting closes, which it closes at 1 o'clock on Saturday, I think there's, you know, the kind of all the provisional ballots all the voting that's happened to date goes, and then it kind of starts afresh anew for Tuesday. And I haven't been as involved. I'm not involved at all, other than just watching. Like, I know what I'm talking about, but to know that if they even remove the machines and bring them back, I think they just kind of put them in the corner.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
In any event, it's where normally they could just kind of leave things as they are. They're realizing, oh gosh, we need to use this on Sunday.
So. You were talking about this before, and I was trying to get it in my head, because Carrboro Day is always that first Sunday in May, and I was thinking, oh man, the primary would have to butt up against this sometimes, but we very wildly. In terms of when in the year, sometimes it's in March, April. So yeah,
right. Yeah, so the primary some years is March,
right?
But you know, like certainly, for example, the year we had Amendment One, the Amendment One vote. I remember that was.
That was in an
off kind of cycle, you
right,
know, like this.
Right.
But you know, the key is, we know, you and I do, we're nerds, you know, Election Day is, you know, what, first Tuesday after the first Monday in May,
probably.
Or something like that. And so, you know, you can have Carrboro Day is always the first Sunday. And so they're actually probably most years, you don't have this kind of situation.
Yeah. So tell us about Carrboro Day coming up Sunday, May 6th, 1 p.m. is when it begins, goes through the afternoon, chance of rain, but so we'll see about that, but what's it going to
entail? Yeah, unfortunately, chance of rain, but folks, watch that on Sunday, because I'm hoping that, you know, somehow the clouds move out or don't come in yet, and we can have some good time there at this wonderful community event, which runs essentially from like 1 to 6-ish. It'll be our traditional Carrboro Day program with, you know, music on the stage, the poetry reading, poetry council having their poetry sessions inside Town Hall. I believe Richard Ellington's annual kind of historical talk is pushed back a little. I think it's at 4 o'clock in the Town Commons. And then, of course, outdoors we'll have our vendors. We have the Friends of the Library. And we have hot dogs with the Boy Scouts and trucks and finger painting and all kinds of children's activities. You know, it's really one of our very favorite events of the year, one of our signature events. And I'll say this, that, you know, many years ago, one of the citizens of our town who had a great hand in Carrboro Day was Catherine Devine.
Mm-hmm.
And Kat passed away earlier this year. She was actually involved in much of what makes Carrboro Carrboro. She was really involved in the Poet Laureate program. She was also involved in the Carborough Music Festival's genesis. For Vision 2020, she was actually the editor of that document. Input from everyone, but, you know, the one who wordsmithed it very nicely. And she was Volunteer of the Year once. She helped with our Carborough Centennial. I mean, she was really just a fabulous, fabulous community member. She was 100% Carborough. And so I issued a proclamation on Tuesday declaring this Sunday Catherine Devine Day, and very appropriate because it's Carborough Day. Mm-hmm. So I just want folks who knew Kat, or even if you didn't know her, to kind of just, you know, understand we lost a great soul this year, and her spirit will, I'm sure, be there on that day.
Absolutely. Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia Lavelle, townofcarborough.org for information about town government, and go there also for more information on Carborough Day, which is mostly in town commons, but the poetry reading is inside. So if it rains, will the inside stuff still go on, or is it?
Unfortunately, I remember a few years ago we had this happen. I think it was the first time it ever happened, mm-hmm. but we had to cancel Carborough Day, and everything was canceled. So maybe that was to avoid confusion.
Right.
So I would just say, if there's any kind of, if it looks really, really bad, I would check our website before mm-hmm. you venture out.
Okay. So that's happening hopefully on Sunday, 1 to 6 p.m. Everyone invited out to Town Commons for that, and inside Town Hall, where there is a lot of activity. The Board of Aldermen activity has been down the road at the Owosso Community Room on Jones Ferry because early voting is going on, but there was a pretty significant meeting earlier this week, which I know, Mayor, you weren't there for, but the town manager, David Andrews, presenting his budget proposal for this week. So what should people know about that?
Yeah, I think some high points from our manager's recommended budget. I guess I'll just highlight mm-hmm. three general themes, and then I can go into a few more specifics if you'd like. One is, for the first time, I think since I've been on the board 11 years, the manager is recommending a small incremental tax increase of 1%, 0.5% this year, and to possibly do that over 3 years so that it ends up being a 1.5 total over 3 years. But to have this to go specifically into a dedicated fund for our affordable housing initiatives, this is something that we were able to accomplish some of our affordable housing goals over the last couple of years because we sold the condo on Main Street, which we had purchased to help keep Fleet Feet and the Calisher company in our town.
Mm-hmm.
But so we had that money, and we're running low on that money because the CASA project with Chapel Hill and others.
Right.
And so we've asked our manager to kind of look for a way for us to have more of a steady source of affordable housing funds and kind of know that we have these funds that are dedicated for that purpose. So that is really, that's the reason for this incremental increase over 3 years, starting with 0.5% this year. And I think we're all really excited about that prospect of having some ongoing, dedicated funds for that purpose. I guess the second part of the budget I'll emphasize is that we have our stormwater utility program actually beginning this year. We've hired our stormwater utility manager. The board has authorized the creation of that position with an eye towards setting up a utility fee. That will be for almost every house in Carborough. It'll be $75 for the year.
Mm-hmm.
That's for a residence that's 5,000 square feet or less. So I think that, probably covers almost everyone. But again, that money will go toward funding that that particular revenue fund, which will then be used to identify how to address our stormwater needs in town. And we have had other conversations in the past about our aging infrastructure and things like that we're going to have to deal with. So that's the second part of this of this budget that the manager recommended to us. And I guess the third part I'll say is it's really exciting to look at our at our CIP, our capital improvement budget, and how it interfaces with this particular budget. Our overall, let me just say this, that the overall recommended budget is $49.2 million, right? But 23.4 of that is for our capital projects fund. And so, some of the projects that we see happening this year, one in particular I want to talk about, of course, is, 203 South Greensboro is going to happen.
Right.
That's going to be going on sometime over the next couple of years. But we also have some other capital projects that are going to be getting underway. For instance, construction on our Martin Luther King Junior Park on Hillsborough Road is expected to begin. Construction on that is actually expected to begin, I believe, in October of this year.
Nice.
So that's really exciting, too. And then we have, you know, some other initiatives which are going to be getting underway. I know that folks have, there's a sidewalk that we're putting in along Rogers Road, and we've spent some time acquiring easements and going through some other hoops. But it looks like we will be able to start construction on that by the end of May. And so that some of that money is carried over into next year, but that'll be happening up in Northern Carrboro. And then we have some other projects going on. We have our Homestead Chapel Hill High School multi-use path, which is under construction right now, which is going to be finishing up in July. So some of these projects are crossing over from one fiscal year to the other. But always a lot happening, and it was really good to get the recommended budget from the manager.
Mm-hmm.
And for those who are interested, I know we have we have a work session where we can talk about it, but then we also will likely have another public hearing. I know we have another public hearing on the budget, and encourage those who have a chance to peruse that recommended budget and give us your comments about it to come out.
And I know this is kind of happening at the county level and with the school districts and Chapel Hill, and we talked with Mayor Heminger about this yesterday as well, that a lot of kind of big projects that have been in the on deck circle basically for several years are finally starting to come to fruition, and that's kind of driving this. What are some of the things that the manager is doing to streamline costs in order to help free up funds for these projects?
Yeah, well, I think you know, one of the things about this this kind of creating this affordable housing fund, if you will, the special dedicated fund, we'll do some shifting over of some monies that's in our general budget, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that'll free up a little bit in our general budget to go toward that. I think the other thing I want to just point out too with regard to our budget, Aaron, I mean, I got to say our manager and our finance director, in some ways, they're wizards. I'm not sure how they do it. But the reason I say that is because when you look at every single year, how much our health insurance costs go up. And this year, again, a premium increase of 15%.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's going up from, you know, $1.8 million to $2.1 million. We're also having to, you know, our amount, I don't have it right at my fingertips here, I know it's in this packet, our amount we're giving toward our share of Chapel Hill Transit is going up. But yet, we have found a way to have a 3% cost of living adjustment for our employees. And so, you know, some of it has to do with, I think, the smartness of the way that some of this financing is happening, but also part of it is the creation of this affordable housing fund will also enable us to do some shifting of costs to allow these other initiatives to go forward and these other priorities to go forward.
It really is fascinating how all of these different issues tie together in really significant ways. I mean, we've had this conversation before where you can't talk about affordable housing unless you talk about transportation. You can't talk about transportation without talking about economic development. You mentioned health insurance there, and just yesterday we had as Ed Weisbart on the air. He's in town from Missouri giving a lecture on the fiscal conservative case for Medicare for All, so universal health care. And the point that he was making, or one of the points that he was making that we talked about, was just the way that the system is right now with the employer-based model. It's such a financial burden on employers, and that cost ends up getting passed on to employees because the amount of time you spend negotiating health insurance, you're not spending negotiating higher salaries or more time off or things like that. And taking the employer-based model and moving it to a Medicare for All model would remove that burden from employers and therefore employees. And it's the same thing with government, with municipal government agencies. You've got the exact same difficulty there with the cost of healthcare going up. And that's a cost that ends up having to get passed on to the taxpayer, or it's money that can't be spent on projects and services that we all want and need.
Yeah, yeah. And you might think that, you know, with a group, you might be able to be negotiating better, you know, prices,
mm-hmm.
or whatever. And speaking not just as the mayor of the town where we have, you know, some 150 employees, 160, but also as a state employee, I know as a state employee, you know, our premium, we're actually kind of, there's a certain level you want, which used to be provided for you, now you're paying a small amount for it. So it's happening at every level.
Yeah. It's just fascinating. Like, we have you on the air today. We've got Mark Dorison coming on later on, Pam Heminger yesterday, and Chapel Hill and Carrboro and Orange County are all talking about tax increases this year. And then we have this guy come on Thursday to talk about universal health care, which is a completely different topic, but it's the same topic. It all ties together.
Very connected.
Yeah,
absolutely,
yeah.
Very connected. Well, you know, another thing is, you know, our values cost,
yes.
Right? Our
values
cost us. You know, like I did find the figure here for Chapel Hill Transit. You know, we're this year, we're paying $1.7 million. Recommended for next year is $1.8 million. And over the next 10 years, you know, it'll go up to $2.5 mm-hmm. million. And that's to keep, you know, keep our fleet of our vehicles, you know, safe and
yep.
running, and hopefully more efficient as time goes on. But there's a cost to the values that this community wants us to, you know, show when we're making our budget.
Speaking with Carborough Mayor Lydia LaBelle, other things going on in town that people want to know about?
Well, I found the dates here. I just want to kind of say this. As you know, May 1st, we had the budget presented by the mayor, or the manager. But on May 15th is when we'll have our work session. But May 22nd is when that first public hearing is on the recommended budget. So again, any folks who want to come out and speak to us, please do so on that day. The target for adopting the budget is Tuesday, June 19th. So keep that in mind. And I guess I'll say one more. Let me just back up and say some completely other different plug here now, since I'm not going to see you until next
yeah.
week. And that is, of course, May is Bike Month. And so
encourage
everyone. You know, it's the best month of the year to get out on your bike. You know, not too hot, not too cold. And so next week kicks off, you know, a series of bicycle events. I know next Wednesday is Bike to School Day. I'm going to be meeting some kids at Wilson Park and riding bikes over to Carborough Elementary. Thursday is the bike ride with the mayor. Invite anyone who wants to join us at 8:30 that morning and, you know, hop on a bike and really just kind of see the town in a very safe manner, safe, kind of easy, enjoyable, wonderful manner. The last couple of times we've done this, we've had a good group to turn out to do it. And just kind of keep an eye out on that, because there are several months throughout the month between Carborough and Chapel Hill and the different bicycle coalitions for those of you that want to get in the spirit to join.
And there's rain in the forecast for Sunday for Carborough Day, but next week's looking great. So bike with the mayor day should be fantastic weather.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I look forward to seeing folks that morning.
Townofcarborough.org for more information on the town. Mayor LaBelle, thank you so much.
Thanks, Aaron.